On this week's Press Pass, Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post discusses the practices of the UB Foundation, the fundraising arm of the University at Buffalo. With assets topping $1 billion, the foundation is an active and successful investor. Charlotte Keith's recent story turned the spotlight on a specific investment that has sparked campus-wide controversy.
In this recent leak of documents from an offshore law firm, the Paradise Papers, the UB Foundation's name appears just once, listed as an investor in this fund that invests exclusively in fracking and kind of natural gas infrastructure.
Okay, now I have a 401k. It gets invested in mutual funds and things along those lines. And so I may or may not know which companies are involved in what inside those investments. Is there any doubt, though, that the UB Foundation knew exactly what they're investing in here?
No, I think there's no doubt. This fund markets itself as, you know, kind of the leading provider of venture capital to kind of new midstream fracking companies. The problem, as I explained a little bit in this story, is that students increasingly don't want those kinds of investments connected with their university.
How about the university itself, though? What's its attitude towards fossil fuel exploration? I mean, do they have a stance on that?
Yes, very much so. UB positions itself as a leader on sustainability, and it puts its money where its mouth is. It spends a lot of money on research into climate change and sustainability. It has a whole research institute dedicated to that. If you drive to the North Campus, you'll see the huge solar panel array out front. It does a lot with, you know, making buildings energy efficient and composting in its dining halls, all kinds of initiatives. Just walking around campus, you can see signs for all of these. So the university is sort of doing and saying one thing, and then the foundation, which is obviously intimately connected to the university, is doing another.
There's the University at Buffalo, there's the UB Foundation. Make that distinction for us.
Right. So the foundation is technically a private entity that's separate from the public university. But it's a little more complicated than that because the foundation exists to support the university. The foundation says, you know, it wouldn't exist without the university. It exists to support the university and to kind of safeguard the university's financial future. And it says that its mission and its values are in line with those of the university. And I think this kind of thing is what makes some people sort of question that.
What has been the response, though, on campus about this?
I spoke to a number of student campaigners who've been involved in this existing campaign calling on the foundation to divest from fossil fuels. Now, that's been going on, you know, long before this story, and they've been very successful in generating momentum, in getting support from various campus governmental bodies like the Faculty Senate. And they say basically that this is hypocritical and that they don't want the foundation having these kinds of investments, and that it's not in line with the university's values. And they say the university does all of this great work on sustainability. Why undermine that by the foundation having this kind of investment?
Is it just students that are talking about this?
No. The Faculty Senate and the Professional Staff Senate just over the summer passed resolutions supporting the divestment campaign. And so that is a pretty significant kind of level of support for the campaign. Dr. Philip Glick, the chair of the Faculty Senate, who I spoke to, you know, he explained that no one's saying the foundation has to change its investments overnight. That's just not how this kind of thing works. More what they're calling for is a change in policies going forward.
I should mention that Dr. Glick is a member of the board that oversees WBFO as well. Well, how could we know more about the foundation? Is there any way?
Well, there has been for many years now, I think, legislation under discussion and consideration in Albany that would shed more sunlight, I guess, on the foundation. There have been bills that would make SUNY foundations subject to freedom of information laws and things like that. But I think a lot of it ultimately will come down to, you know, the foundation and the university figuring out together how much information they want to share and figuring out that if this is something that matters to students who are hopefully future donors to the foundation, how can they, you know, keep students on side?
Charlotte Keith of Investigative Post, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.